the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Taplantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right. This is so. Here we go. Checking in at
number five.
Kevin Hart is talking about and now giving fans a glimpse of the road to recovery. You'll recall that he had serious injuries following a car crash. I mean, you saw the
car, devastating damage. Remember, the whole top of it was off. It fell into that ravine. The backside was gone, just burned out. It just looked like no one could have survived that crash.
Posted a video last night showing scenes of him in a hospital bed, being assisted by nurses, using a walker just to stand up. Throughout the video, Kevin slowly regains his strength, revealing his intensive physical therapy routine with everything from weight training to pool workouts.
I swear life is funny because some of the craziest things that happen to you end up being the things that you needed most. And in this case, I honestly feel like God basically told me to sit down. You know, when you're moving too fast and you're doing too much, sometimes you can't see the things that you're meant to see. But after my accident, I see things differently. I see life from a whole new perspective. My appreciation for life. Thankful for all of your love and support. So don't take today for granted, because tomorrow's not promised.
It was very emotional to look at it, the way he's gone through back surgery and physical rehabilitation and the journey back that isn't over yet. And just kind of thanking everybody for being there for him. Got a whole new outlook on life.
He's a very, very nice man. He's in Hollywood standards. He's a guy who's very, he's kind to people who come up to him. Might have had a little problems with, inside the marriage. But other than that, he's just a spectacular human being. His co-stars like him and everything. So it's good to see that he's on the mend. And
yeah, it is.
Often we don't know how bad these things are because they don't want to let on. They don't want him to get passed on work. Right. Mm-hmm. So they don't. Hollywood celebrities never talk about how bad off they might be because they're afraid they're going to miss something. So we'll wish Kevin Hart the best. Checking in at
number four.
So the president, former president of the United States, Barack Obama, is back home here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And he's here for the Obama Foundation that they're doing at IIT. And he he made a speech. He's been staying out of a lot of politics here and staying out of is not directly confronting some of the attacks on his administration by the Trump administration. But he did last night speak out on the cancel culture. Listen to this.
This idea of purity and you're never compromised and you're always politically woke and all that stuff. You should get over that quickly. The world is messy. There are ambiguities. People who do really good stuff have flaws. Like if I tweet or hashtag about how you didn't do something right or used the word wrong verb, or then I can sit back and feel pretty good about myself, because man, you see how woke I was. I called you out. Let me get on TV, watch my show, watch Grownish. That's not activism. That's not bringing about change.
And he's right about that.
That is true.
He is very right about that.
Well, everybody has an opinion, and now people they feel emboldened by the number of followers that they've got, whatever it happens to be. Some people, their threshold is 10 or 5.
Well,
or 2,
I mean, I think people quickly realize you can get more followers by calling out in every little thing, nitpick other people, that somehow that in this online media world attracts more followers.
I think people very much love pointing out a mistake someone made just to make themselves feel better.
Right.
Whether that mistake, the level of severity of the mistake depends.
Warrants
it. It warrants it, right.
Yeah.
But people try to bring others down.
Yeah.
It's lame.
Right. Losers.
Losers. It is, though. It's like this, like the Dave Chappelle thing. It's all about, oh, I gotcha. It's the gotcha air where everybody wants to get somebody.
Well, people make mistakes, as the president, former president, just said. People make mistakes. People do things that they regret. And
sure, they'd like to take back. They say things they right. wish so, they didn't say.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say that it's weird to have a boring president, isn't it?
I fell asleep during his speech there.
Wow, well thought out. Well thought out speech. Very presidential.
Wait, what was that? I'm not used to that. All right. Hold on one second. Kim has an answer to whether there is school tomorrow.
Oh. Okay, well, it's still pending, Ro, but we have a tweet from CPS that says they will notify families as soon as they receive confirmation from CTU about their vote. But be aware they will not send robocalls to people's homes after 8 o'clock, and updates will be shared through email and social media. So they're waiting for an answer, but you should hopefully know sometime this evening whether there will be school or not tomorrow.
Oh, this is the worst, man.
Isn't it? So it's a waiting game.
Yeah. It's, when you were a student, mm-hmm. like on a snow event.
Mm-hmm. You just would pray.
You're just waiting. You're like, oh, man.
But
I know they're going to do this
here. They might be tired of this. Even the kids, maybe, right? Don't you think? 10 days later?
I don't know.
I think so. I think you're ready at this point. This is like, come on.
I think it's possible. I think it's possible there's a lot of kids who are like, this is the best thing that ever happened. You two, keep fighting. Keep fighting. Hell no. I know. I was not a big fan of the school.
Of the what?
Of school.
Of school.
The whole idea of school. I say the school. I mean,
it was torture for me. I felt like I was in prison.
Yes. Well, I actually went to a prison school, so that was a
reform school.
Anyway, all right. Just kidding. My mother loves it when I make those jokes. All right, let's find out now from Lauren what's happening on the roadways. That's not good either, is it?
No. Get Real in the Morning with Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN-TV morning news team. It's all weekdays, 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WGN-TV.
I'd just like to point out that coming up after the news at the bottom of the hour with Kim Gordon from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, Demetrius Ivory will join us.
Oh, good.
And he's going to give us the minute-by-minute forecast for all of the suburbs. This could take 8 or 10 hours, but
it's very necessary.
This is going to be for the city and suburbs for tomorrow because people don't know what to do. It's a weather crisis emergency, people.
It's a Halloween emergency.
That's right. People, you went and you bought the costumes.
Mm-hmm.
You did the things.
I just kind of weatherized my daughter's costume last night. I added a warm hat. To her costume. She's cotton candy, so we line it with Sherpa. Well, it's got the polyfill because she's cotton candy, so I put cotton candy polyfill all over the head and probably neck. I don't know. Just keep adding more. I don't know.
Never too late to go as an Eskimo.
Maybe, yeah. Costume
a skier would be good.
You know, it's very culturally insensitive.
Oh, sorry.
That's what's going to happen.
Great suggestion, Lauren.
Go to the door, and people are going to be, this is a woke household. I'm sorry. Do you understand what happened to those indigenous people?
Number three.
Oh, talk about getting mad. Mitch Trubisky sat down today in front of the reporters, wanted to talk about where the team is emotionally.
In general, being competitors, like, it doesn't matter how many you lose, you always believe the next one's going to be a good game for you to get back right on track and go in the direction where we want to go. So it's just honest conversations that we're having with each other and ourselves and trying to find ways that we could just continue to improve and get better. And it doesn't matter what happened last game or who we got this next game coming up, we're going out and we're going to give it our all and try to get back on track with a win.
What else is he supposed to say? I know you're going to beat him up.
On the kneel down itself, you guys are coming uh-huh. 3 seconds, you're coming out of a timeout. What's that discussion about what you need to do and where the ball needs to be in that?
Whatever he tells me to do, that's what I do.
So take us through that specific sequence Sunday.
Take you through it? What do you mean?
What did he tell you to do?
What did you see what happened on the field?
Kneel down on the left hash, so that was the...
That's what we talked about.
But nobody has a kicker! Nobody asked the kicker! Who wanted to be on the right hash? Not the left hash! Maybe they don't know the difference between right and left. I think that's possible. I sometimes look at Mitchell Trubisky, and doesn't he look sometimes like he got hit in the head right between his eyes with a hammer? He's got that look on his face like, what just happened?
He's relying on his media training.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't want to step into it like the kicker did when he said, damn, I messed up there. when I said that. I shouldn't have said that. That thing I just said.
All right. Checking in at
number two.
Arnold Schwarzenegger has only nice things to say about his new son-in-law, Chris Pratt. Speaking to Jimmy Kimmel, the action icon, former governor of California, gushed about Chris Pratt, who married his daughter Catherine in June.
I was like blown away when my daughter was telling me that she's going out with him, because him himself, do you have to be so competitive? I mean, you have to have a guy that is taller than me, that is bigger than me, that's doing bigger movies than me, and all of this kind of stuff that makes more money than me, and all this. What is going on here?
All right, so if you're Chris Pratt, yeah, though, right, what are you
pressure
doing?
On you.
Yeah. I mean, you know who she is, mm-hmm, right? So what happens? What happens when Catherine brings Chris Pratt home for the first time?
And of course, the first thing that when we met, he says, "Can we have a workout together? I need to have the inside scoop to the pumping iron."
Right. And did that happen?
I took him to the gym, and mm-hmm, we worked out. And
were you impressed? Pump. Did you like? Was that part of how you decided whether he could be a part of your family or not? Watching him work out.
That pumping iron was the decision-making factor.
Uh-huh. I bet it was.
Richard Roper is going to be here tomorrow to review the new Terminator movie.
Mm.
There's another one. It's interesting what Schwarzenegger looks like in it.
He's got like a gray beard.
Yeah.
So he's not dying yet.
No, he's not. And he's obviously still in great shape.
Yeah.
And he's 72 years old.
Gee. Wow.
Right? I mean, this guy is, he's something. He's a force of nature, that guy. And I just the clip, and you know how I like to do this. I like to look at a clip or see the trailer for the movie, and I decide whether or not it's good. I'm kind of looking forward to this.
Mm.
I was a big Terminator fan, like the whole idea of it, especially when the guy melted, came back together again, and then melted and came back together.
Everyone thinks about two more than, I think, one, which is interesting.
Yeah.
I also like the second one best, but...
But one is great, though,
one
too.
One is great, but it's almost drastically different. It's actually kind of scary and depressing.
Well, I think it was designed to be a horror movie. The original one. And then they realized, you know, because it's kind of hard to not take Schwarzenegger as an action hero. You know, he's not exactly a nuanced actor. Although I thought he was in Baby Dad or whatever that thing was, or when he was pregnant. I thought that was good.
You thought it was good? It was a little weird.
No!
That was so weird.
So terrible. I'm surprised Oscar didn't call then. All right, and finally...
Number one.
John Witherspoon, an actor and comedian who for decades made audiences laugh in TV shows and in film, has died. Witherspoon was born in Detroit in 1942, launched a stand-up comedy career, began acting in the late 1970s, guest starring roles, making him a feature debut in the 1980 The Jazz, was perhaps best known for his role as Ice Cube's grumpy dad in the breakout hit Friday.
What's that for?
Protection.
Protection? Protection from who?
I got to walk Smokey down to his house.
Oh, man. Your mother and I never would have moved in this neighborhood if we hadn't known you need a gun to walk down the damn street.
You know how it is around here.
Oh, no, son. That's not the way it is. You kids today are nothing but punks. So quick to pick up a gun. Put up your dukes. This is what makes you a man. You win some, you lose some. But you live. You live to fight another day.
Wow. He was a pretty amazing guy. Back in 2005, Bill Leff and I, when we were working together, sat down with Spoon to talk about his acting career and his comedic career. If you're not quite sure who he is, just Google him and you'll say, oh,
you're like,
that
yeah, yeah.
He's like in everything, right?
Yeah. Not related to Reese, by the way.
No.
In case you're wondering.
That is true.
Definitely true.
That's true. So he talked about making that transition from being a comedian to an actor.
Well, you know what? I started out as an actor. I went to acting classes.
Yeah.
I went to school. So a lot of these cats never been to school, you know? So when they have to act, they have to learn how to act on this set. And the people that spend all this money don't have time to wait for you to learn how to act. And you got to be yourself and be the character that you grew up with. Everybody laughed at you when you were coming up. You know, laughed at each other. You steal from what they did when you were coming up. The people that never got in the show business.
Right, exactly. And it's good to steal from them because then they don't. Then they're actually honored when you steal from them.
They don't remember doing it. That's what get me. I saw you do it. That was funny. And I'm going to use it next time I do Friday.
What a talent.
Yeah, amazing guy.
What, yeah.
Fun. And he... and one of those guys that when you look him up on IMDb or any of those websites, mm-hmm. you know, entertainment websites, he's you know, he's got hundreds of credits from being in things.
Constantly working.
Yeah. And also a, just and also an actor who's the kind of guy that people wanted to work mm-hmm. with, right? To put him in, mm-hmm. to be in those movies.
You could see that.
John Witherspoon was 77.
The top five at five.